My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today it's a fun episode. We're going to talk about what we do with our profits. But first, we should talk about what we did with our profits when we were younger. Neil, what did you do with your profits when you were younger?
When I was younger, I burned all my profits back into the business, and sometimes I burned more than the amount of profit I had, and I had to borrow money to repay the extra money that I spent.
Yeah, funny enough. So here's the thing, right? I was actually just watching a video on YouTube when I was eating. You know, Alex Becker back in the day, so he's a kind of well-known internet marketer, and he's got a software company now, which actually does well. So, you know, he was just talking about how he used to spend money on Lamborghinis. So the Lambo is like 400 grand, right? Or you spend money on like a private plane, it might cost you 50, 60, 200 grand or so when you do this private jet thing. And so you end up lighting a lot of money on fire and you get a really big house and, you know, all this nice furniture. It costs a lot of money and you burn the profits, end up burning the profits on things that maybe show status. But I think intuitively, what I've done even since the very beginning is I'm like, well, if I go buy a really nice car right now, I'm going to be taxed on that money. And then I have this car that's a depreciating asset, right? So even since the very beginning, I've always tried to plow it back into the business, because think about it this way. The best investments you can make is in yourself. So you put it back into your business. You have a lot of control over your stock, right? I think your business is one of the stocks that you control. And you have a lot more control. You can hire amazing people. You can do R&D. You don't get taxed on that money. Eventually, you'll grow the pie so big that, yeah, the tax bill will be much bigger. But until then, you know, enjoy it. And by the way, this is talking from a younger perspective too. This is assuming you don't have a family. You don't have children to worry about, right? I think the more responsibilities you have, you know, probably the more profits you have to take for yourself. Neil?
Yeah. And it was funny. When I was younger, I doubled down like you. Eric's single. I think he's single. I could be. Yeah, he's shaking his head. Yes. I'm married and I have a kid. So now I don't dump in all my profits back into the business. I wish I could. I kind of have bills to pay. You know, when you have a family, you got to think about roof over your head, food, schooling. Who knew that kid's schooling is so expensive? During COVID, it's actually not that bad. YouTube is a great teacher. So is my wife as well. So that helps. But generally speaking, I still try to take the majority of my money and I dump it back in. If I look at like what car we have, we don't have a fancy car. My wife and I have a Honda Odyssey and it gets us to point A to point B and it fits, you know, kids and stuff like that. And it works out well. Even has a vacuum in the trunk.
It's very practical. You know, what's interesting, even when I first met Neil, so we're in our kind of mid 20s and Neil's already very well known. And so I met him in Seattle. Oh, actually the first time I met him or one of the first times he was driving his parents, it was a Toyota. What was that? The Toyota
Camry, Toyota Camry, 89 Toyota Camry. Start the car to open up the trunk and hit the starter with the rubber mallet so the car would turn on.
Not only that, one time I saw him drive down the wrong way. He was driving down a one-way street. I was like, turn around. And that's what I thought of driving. But I went to visit Neil in Seattle and I saw his apartment and it was a very modest apartment. It was nice, but it was a one bedroom apartment. And I was like, this guy's so rich, but like, where's the big house? Like I thought rich people are supposed to have really big houses. This is when I'm like 25, right? Or 26. But the reality is, and you realize, no, you don't need all that stuff. Like the best bet you can make, in my opinion, is put it back into the things you can control, which is like your business. Neil?
Yeah, totally. I'm with that. Whenever you can reinvest, take the long game, don't be short-sighted. And look, if it doesn't work out, at least you tried and you had fun doing it.
Yep. That's the key. Have fun. Get better. 1% better every single day. And text us 310-349-3785. Once again, 310-349-3785. If you want us to hit you up occasionally with, you know, cool stuff or, you know, when we ask you for topic ideas. Catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.